News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass taking good care of us. We are going to be talking about all things Lewisburg today. It's an opportunity to talk about the projects that remain there. At 7:40, we'll dig into what's next in Hoofnagle Park, where they got millions of dollars to spend there to make sure that the park is safe as can be and the creeks precisely where and how they want it to go through and the gazebo is as useful as it possibly can be and some other changes. So we'll talk about that 7:40. But first, we're going to talk about a little bit about the past and what has already happened and controlling floods and floodplain studies. And we have two great guests to talk about that today. Steve Beattie is back. He's been an acquaintance now of mine for about 3-4 years once the Hoofnagle thing started to ramp up there. He is still the Lewisburg Borough Project Manager. He's doing that on a part-time basis. His full-time job is keeping the trains on time. He's Executive Director of the Cedarcog Joint Rail Authority. Are the trains on time,
Steve? Good morning,
Mark. Are the trains on time?
They are on time.
Okay, good. That seems to be the barometer of all things successful. And Shannon Berkey is here. It's actually the first time I've been in the same room with her, but we've talked either with her or about some of her work for years. She's now in Lewisburg as the Community Development Grants Manager. So welcome aboard, Shannon. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I really do appreciate it. I just think your career precedes you. You've been working a lot. Just about anything good that happened in some of the communities around here, you can see Shannon helping or consulting or assisting or sharing the contacts or doing whatever it took. So we really appreciate that. A lot of towns say thank you to Shannon. Let's start out with Steve. We started out a long time ago, maybe 3 years ago, saying we really got to talk about floodplain and making some improvements. And then a lot of this came to fruition. So let's get a little bit of history. Floodplain, the through line through a lot of these projects. So start there.
Yeah. And it's important to me because I'm the emergency management coordinator for Lewisburg. That's a volunteer position that I've had since 2011. My first flood actually experienced back then as emergency management coordinator. And so coming out of the Bull Run Greenway Master Plan study in 2017, the borough identified multiple projects to restore the floodplain of the Bull Run through downtown Lewisburg. Couple goals with that, of course, the environmental benefits, but most importantly, the goal of reducing the velocity of the floods that roll through town because they're very dangerous. And so our first project, of course, south of St. Louis Street, was completed last summer and has been quite successful with some of the high water events that we had over the summer and so forth and during construction. And we do have future projects coming up related to that, and Shannon can brief you on that. But
please.
Oh, yeah. Most important is we're in the middle of a flood mitigation study. And that study being headed up by HRG Engineering, that began back in late August. And through the fall and early winter months, we did lots of data gathering, you know, really understanding the floodplain in Lewisburg. And the borough has never done a comprehensive borough-wide flood study. There's a lot of components related to the study. And that process will be finishing up, and you'll see in early April our first presentation from the consultants starting to speak about the results of that study. We're in the middle of key person interviews with other important roles through the borough, such as emergency management, our public works staff, and so forth. And we had one previous public meeting that occurred in November, and late in January, unfortunately, I think we had our only snow, which was the night of our meeting, so we did cancel that. But that's rescheduled for February 22nd at 6:30. That will be at the Lewisburg Hotel Ballroom. and we'd encourage borough residents and business owners, property owners, to come out and partake in that public meeting to learn more about what we're doing on the flood side, but also to listen to the public also.
That's February 22nd. All
yes.
right, folks, mark your calendars. It's going to snow that day. Shannon, explain what you're doing to make sure that all of this work advances.
Sure. So following up the Huffnagel Park event venue project that's going to be the biggest thing that's happening in Lewisburg in many, many years. We have a smaller project working on Bull Run. It will be south of St. Anthony Street going towards St. George Street. We're going to work on the creek banks, doing some restoration there, and then also be expanding the multi-use trail from where it ends on 6th Street right now and going down to tie into Bucknell's campus.
And why do that? Explain why this floodplain and these creeks, the way the stream goes through, the run, Bull Run goes through, has got to be revised.
Sure. So the velocity coming through there is very detrimental to the way the creek bank is built right now, and we're going to restructure it and hopefully allow the creek to be more natural and allow for flooding to happen a little bit more naturally.
I guess previously sat in that chair and said floods are higher and more frequent. Is that consistent with what you're seeing in Lewisburg?
Yeah, I would believe so. That's everywhere in central Pennsylvania.
Okay, so that's why this is really being brought up and talked about. Sort of all told, is it feasible to say how much money is being spent to make sure that, you know, floods have less impact, that the park is as close to ideal? Give us a sense of the kind of grant money that we're talking about here.
So for Huffnagel Park and the event venue, that's $2.5 million, I believe. But then in the smaller scope, we're looking at $300,000 to do the south of St. Anthony Street. After all of those things are completed, we're going to move north of Market Street and have two phases of some flood type work happen near the Piers Art Park on both sides of the creek, which both of those, I believe, one's $300,000 and.
Well, we're approaching $1 million
on those three smaller
for the north of Market.
And why do such official studies? I mean, I can go down there and say, oh, my gosh, this stream's too small for lots of water. It has a sharp corner, and there's a house right there. Lawrence's worthless engineering firm is open. So, but why have these official studies? I mean, I think the answer has something to do with you have to do it 100% right.
Yeah, that's a very broad statement. We also have to follow all the regulations and guidelines to apply for all the grant funding that's helping do all of these projects. There are certain check boxes that you need to meet, and studies help with securing and making it more important to secure those grant funds to do the projects.
And we talked about the meeting that's coming up on the 22nd, so public input's already been extensively added throughout some of these things, and more to come. How does Borough Council sort of follow the ebb and flow of this and the control and make decisions?
Lewisburg Borough Council is very supportive of all the work that's been happening and, you know, are more than willing to budget money to go towards these things to make sure that Lewisburg Borough is a resilient community and is a destination.
All right. So in that area between St. Anthony and St. George, what's something that you know has got to be adjusted? You know, you're not the engineer, so you're not going to decide. But is there a house that's in harm's way, or is there a bank that's too steep? Anything like that?
Well, actually, with the first phase down there near Kidsburg, we removed a bunch of retaining walls. This small project will remove the final old retaining wall that is directly adjacent to the creek. And that wall is being undermined by Bull Run, you know, is probably one flood away from failing. So it's important to remove that wall, open up the floodplain, and, make the area safe. In addition to nice looking.
And you told us before, I think it was either you or Taylor Lightman, that you know that floods in the future will be X inches lower because of some of this work.
Yeah, so, right, that is the goal, and that's part of the flood study, to really understand all of these projects collectively, in addition to more or future projects, to we know that, you know, there'll be more intense rain events. And so likely Bull Run will flood more often, actually more often than the West Branch. And these projects will, you know, help lower that flood. And what we're trying to do is ultimately make sure it doesn't go into buildings. You know, the Town Tavern, the Bull Run, some of the housing down on 6th Street, when Bull Run is raging, water is going through those first floors. So the ultimate goal is to get it down below the first floor elevation.
And that's doable?
Well, it is on flooding for Bull Run. We believe it is. And that we'll know more in the next month or so as we work through those calculations. But keep in mind, the ultimate flood comes from the West Branch. So we're at the end of the day, we're still going to flood from the West Branch Susquehanna, and we can't control that. But we're hoping we can control the frequency of floods by reducing the frequency on Bull Run. It's kind of a complicated discussion, mm-hmm. and probably maps and charts would be more helpful than listening to me on the radio, but...
Well, no, this is a tremendous help. I don't know anything about it at all whatsoever, and I think you're walking me through it, although you're making me want to see, okay, well, what... Let me see one of your charts. The chart man has arrived. Okay, there he is. But honestly, I just think that people get it. If you're going to prevent, if you can make it look a little bit natural, you know, like over in Danville, they have, what is it, Canal Street you go on, and there's a culvert. There's a concrete culvert. You know, it's not really something that is sort of community friendly, unless, of course, you live nearby and you're concerned about the water. In Lewisburg, you're really trying to, as much as possible, make this look not somewhat natural, but just to make it a little bit more community friendly, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that ties into, you know, Lewisburg's whole art background and being, making it a destination, making every part of, you know, even if it's flood resiliency, making it just be more appealing to the general public and making recreation a big point of what's going on there.
If you had a gazillion dollars, is there some big, you know, pipe dream, like the whole stream channel will be deeper or wider or further or diverted, or I don't know. Is there, do you ever think, like, so big that, you know, if money were no object kind of thing?
I think you'd elevate places that get first floor flooding, you know, put everything up higher.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that we have some bridges in Lewisburg that are actually obstructions to Bull Run. So if we had unlimited funds, we would redo those bridges.
Well, and the way we're going in the decades ahead, we may have to come up with unlimited funds to do that kind of thing. I mean, whoever thought up in Loyal Sauk Township, like Comin County, the feds would buy out houses on Loyal Sauk Creek, you know, house after house after house
yeah.
after house.
It's a challenge. You know, Lewisburg's a river town. It's a beautiful place. But we live with the challenge related to the river and its flooding.
All right, yeah, the reality. All right, when we come back, we're going to dig into what is happening in Hufnagle Park in the years ahead and the funding sources and the work that Shannon and Steve have done on that. Stephen Beatty is the Lewisburg Borough Project Manager. He's overseeing some of this work now. He's also the Emergency Management Coordinator, which factors into our notification conversation we're going to talk about shortly. And he's also running the Cedarcog Joint Rail Authority during the rest of his daytime hours. Shannon Berkey's here, Lewisburg Borough's Community Development Grant Manager, and she's really helping the borough find out what is what can be done with the available dollars kind of thing, and then and go ahead and mention to council and the community what those sort of pipe dream projects are for the future. So we're going to continue our conversation at 7:40.
News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super duper glad to see you on the radio. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, fabulous producer. I'll make sure the podcast hooked up as soon as our show is finished here, as soon as our interview is completed with Stephen Beatty is here. He happens to be the Emergency Management Coordinator in Lewisburg, so that's going to be germane in a moment. Summit. He's also wrapping up a tenure as the Lewisburg Borough Project Manager and happens to be heading up the Cedacog Joint Rail Authority as Executive Director right now. So thank you, sir. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, good morning.
And Shannon Berkey's here, Lewisburg Borough, the new Community Development Grant Manager, overseeing a lot of projects. So she came into her new job right in the middle of some big projects that were underway. So, yeah, no rest for her. She had to hit the ground running. Shannon, we talked about a couple of projects so far, some flood mitigation work and then things coming up in Hoofnagle Park. If somebody wanted to look at those plans or study them or see the maps and charts, as we refer to it, can you do that now?
I'm sure you can stop into the Lewisburg Borough office. We're located at 55 South 5th Street in Lewisburg, the old train station right there next to Hoofnagle Park.
All right. If folks want to prepare for some of the upcoming meetings or the upcoming meeting and make sure that they get a chance to see in advance what the impacts are or what's being studied anyway, that would be a doable thing. Do you want folks to bone up on things before the February 22nd meeting?
No, not necessarily. We have a whole program planned. And, you know, you made the comment, of course, it'll snow on February 22nd. This time around, we have a snow date.
Oh, no kidding.
Of February 23rd. So.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah, you had tried to have one meeting in January, right?
Yes,
and it was the one day that we had a plowable snow in January. So you couldn't have predicted that if you had tried. All right, let's refocus today on Hoofnagle Park on this segment. We'll start with you, Steve. Yeah. What's coming up there?
So, we were funded by a community development block grant, received $2.5 million towards the construction of a, you know, basically a remade Hoofnagle Park between Market Street and St. Louis Street. And we are wrapping up design as we speak in the next 2 weeks. Next Tuesday night, we'll have a borough council work session, so that's an opportunity for the public to come in and see. We're going to have a presentation from our design team on the final design. A couple decisions need to be made. And then council, at their council meeting on the third Tuesday in February, will look at a motion to go out to bid. So this project will be out to bid during March. And based on the funding limitations and so forth, we have to be under construction May 1st.
All right. When we're looking at that park, what can you identify? I've been there a dozen times, and it looks fine, and it's fun, and there's a place to sit, and there's a little shade. So what does Hoofnagle Park have now that could be revised, and what are the plans?
Sure. The biggest thing will be the gazebo will be going away, and we will actually be building an amphitheater with new seating and new stage presentation.
Okay. Why do that? What's wrong with the gazebo, and what's ideal about a more formalized stage?
I'll defer to Steve on that.
Well, the you know, multiple times during our summer concert series or other performances that occur, the gazebo is just too small. So the stage area will be much larger. It will have professional lighting. It'll have a sound system that is permanent. And it'll also have better acoustics. You know, right now, we've heard, you know, when you have a small quartet or something, the sound goes up into the roof of the gazebo and doesn't go out. So the new stage area will be designed in a way that will push the sound out to the audience.
All right, and then I do recall one of the bands saying, "Where's the outlet?" So
yeah, right, and so improved electrical. Yes, well, I mean, as wonderful as Hoofnagle Park is, built in the mid '80s, there are a lot of limitations. So we're going to take it to the next level, and I think a lot of our performances over the years has shown we should take it to the next level.
All right. So what other changes would take place there? The gazebo's one of them.
Yeah. I think the two other big changes is making the park fully accessible by removing all the stairs and ramps and retaining walls. So And very closely tied to that, we'll be re-sculpting the ground. We'll be lowering a lot of the areas of the park. So in theory, the park will flood more, but that's okay because it'll be designed to flood. And so there is a, you know, floodplain restoration component to it. It won't have the natural look like we have done south of St. Louis Street, but it'll certainly function in the same way.
All right. Well, if you want to lower the water an inch elsewhere, you have to lower it an inch elsewhere.
Yep.
I guess.
Well, we need to We just need to lower the ground. And you were making mention, you know, Bull Run was a culvert. You know, it had walls on both sides of it before 1972. And so removing all of those structures and just allowing Bull Run to do what it had done for eons before, you know, us settling back in the 1800s is a good thing.
All right. I know of a, some folks are concerned about it. Is it a pine tree or some sort of an old spruce tree?
Right. The Norway spruce tree in the park, which has been used as our holiday tree in the past, that and many other trees will be removed. And it's just a necessity in order to maximize the flood floodplain restoration that we're doing there, but also to allow us to properly do the accessibility work. And that's important, right? We want everybody to easily be able to maneuver through that park, and we know that you know, our population is aging, and so that mobility through the park is important.
All right. What else do we have to talk about Hufnagel before we switch gears here a little bit?
No, I think that's it. You know, unfortunately, there'll be some moaning and groaning as it relates to the closed parking lot again this summer, and the fence around the park, and the fact that you won't be able to use the park for
but the renovated
a good
part
six.
Is open.
Yeah, that'll be open, and the restrooms will be open. So temporary inconvenience, but a really great permanent improvement.
When you rediscovered the piers, so you have a place.
Yes,
you have
exactly
you
right.
have an elsewhere.
That's right.
It's not very far away, so we're glad to see that that's been. It's almost like a discovery. It's like, oh my gosh,
yes,
we own all this.
That's right.
Here all along, I thought it was just free parking, and it's so much more. So, all right. So what else is cooking? While you were there, you did an emergency notification system change. What else is still pending? If not just that, maybe that's
yeah,
the big
and,
thing.
There's two components to our emergency notification system. The first component is a siren system, and those sirens will be installed in late March, early April, and those will be all around the borough. And we'll be doing some education of what those sirens mean, but the cool thing about these sirens is they will talk to you. They have amplifiers, speakers, and will actually in a sense, tell you what to do during an emergency. So that's important for folks who are not around their phone or around the TV, et cetera, or to get them up at night.
All right, yeah, I do recall modern smoke detectors do the same thing. They say, we have a smoke detector in our kitchen, says, this is the kitchen, smoke detected. Evacuate, and plus it talks to all the other smoke detectors, and so they say the same thing. All right, so that's the siren system, but what's the other aspect? Shannon.
Sure. So we've also signed up for a communication alert system, which is called Code Red. It's an alerting system that can communicate with everyone at any point in time, reach anyone, anywhere, anytime, through voice, text, or email. We are having some training on that with the inner staff to, you know, understand the intricacies of how that system will work, and then we'll be pushing that out to all the stakeholders to sign up and put in your cell phone numbers or your email addresses, and we'll be able to push out information, whether it be emergency in nature or just informational as far as weather alerts or community updates. And we'll be putting all that information on our Facebook page, having some mailings go out with our newsletter, and making sure that all the public knows about that system.
All right. Well, you come back and give us an update on that when ready. Good luck on the training. If anything, like our Text Connect system, it's designed by eggheads like Steve, that just it's not intuitive. It doesn't work. Anything else to add? Anything else important? Shannon or Steve? Okay, I think we covered the highlights.
Yeah.
All right, fabulous. Well, how can people get more information? What's the contact information?
Oh, at the borough, certainly you could get on our website at lewisburgborough.org or call over to the borough hall or just stop by and visit the friendly staff.
February 22nd, 6:30 p.m., maps and charts on 5th Street.
That's right.
But you're going to be up at the Lewisburg Hotel.
That'll be Lewisburg Hotel Ballroom.
All right, fabulous. Upstairs there. So we hope to see everybody there. Shannon, I know you've hit the ground running, and I hear good things, so thank you for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in.
Yep, appreciate it.
And Steve Beatty is the Emergency Management Coordinator and will stay so, lifelong resident of Lewisburg.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, good for you. He's been watching floods for 30-plus years. Lewisburg Borough Project Manager. He's going to wax out of that job in the months ahead. But, of course, he'll still help anytime he can in Lewisburg. That's his nature. Also happens to be Executive Director of the Cedacog Joint Rail Authority. So I see an appointment with you on Furnace Road in about 8:15 this morning. So you better get up there.
Right.
Thank you both so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.